Hi everyone, this is Karan.
And I'm Yashasvi.
And we are Bad and Bollywood.
And it's the last week of 2020, I should fucking hope. But yeah, oh my god. It's been a long 10 years, guys. Long 10 years, must say. You know, and that's why I thought we should end it with like a bang.
Yeah.
Except like everything else in life is just ending with like a pssst.
Yeah, it's a real whimper. It's a real whimper.
It's a real whimper, yeah.
I think that it's indicative of what this year has been. Because, okay, just to set the scene of how 2019 ended, Yashasvi. We had a party at his place. And I went there. It was a great party. I had a really good time. It was fun. You were excited. You know, I hate New Year's normally. Probably one of the better New Year's that I had. That was a mistake. That was a mistake.
It was.
Because it set the precedent. We were like, oh, it's going to be great. Look at this party. It was fun, right? This year's going to be fun. It wasn't. It was garbage. It sucked. And everything went downhill since then, I think. So I think the best way that you can spend the end of 2020.
Sitting in my room alone, punching myself in the balls.
That's a good one. But even better is watching Happy New Year.
Oh
yeah,
you know what? I prefer the first option.
it's a much less painful option. Happy New Year! Happy New Year added to the list of movies that I thought I could have avoided in my life. Like I actively was like, "Oh, I see that movie, not watching it." You know, you just kind of step aside from you're on the tracks, the train's coming. You just step to the side, and you're like, "I can't do this."
Yeah,
it's not gonna happen to me.
I mean, why would you, right? But anyway, before we get into Happy New Year, Happy New Year to you guys. It's fun. I mean, one of the few positives of this shit show over here is, you know, interacting with you at some level. It's nice. It's nice.
Yeah, like the Spotify Wrapped stuff that people put up. And I know like a lot of people are like, oh, we don't want to see your Spotify Wrapped. But it was nice for me and for us to kind of see that and see people being like, hey, we listen to your thing. Like, we spend significant hours of our day listening to you guys talk shit.
Yeah, initially it was like, why?
Yeah.
But then it was like, oh, okay, I guess. You know, that's nice of you, I suppose.
Yeah. And I also do like, so please always share this with us. I also do like finding out what people are doing when they're listening to our podcast. People are like, they do their dishes, they eat, they drive while listening to our episodes.
Yeah. Keep it PG-13 though, guys.
Yeah. I mean, if you're having sex to our podcast, hey, you know what? I am all for it. Go for it.
Okay. No, it's a split decision with us. No. If you are, just don't tell me about it. Don't tell me about it.
If I'm on the playlist, it's cool. I'm okay with it. Just, it's fine. I'm right below The Weeknd. I'm right above, I don't know, if Disney music. So, it's fine.
Cigarettes? Wait, what?
I don't know.
I was going to say cigarettes after sex, but Disney music works too, guys.
Let
you know
it
what?
Go.
Whatever works for you, as long as it doesn't, you know what? Tell us. Fuck it. Anyway.
Speaking of bad playlists, Happy New Year.
My God.
Wow.
You know what? You know what I'll say? Is that we've done some shitty movies. Mm-hmm. But this one, it just so actively just works. Like, it's doing its best to keep you not interested in the movie. Like, it's just doing its level best for you to be like, oh, this is just something that's supposed to play in the background. Like, if this movie was playing on mute while I'm waiting for, like, a doctor's appointment or, like, to get my dog neutered or something like that, I'd be fine with it.
Yeah.
You know? It's just one of those movies that can... It brings... Like, there's colors that are happening on the screen. And like, you know, it's just to check whether your TV is working or not. You know, when you go in to buy a new TV and stuff like that, there's like 100 different screens with some movie playing on mute. Happy New Year is great for that. It's like, there's colors and things are moving on screen. So that's fine. Like, it's completely fine. But the moment you press that unmute button and you sit and you spend more than 3 minutes in front of it, that's when things start getting hairy, you know?
Yeah, I agree.
I will say that.
I think you brought up a great point in that. This movie itself is being like, nah, this is kind of shit, because that's how Farah Khan movies are. Like, they're not actively invested in their own shit. Like, they're like, Farah Khan actively is like, hey, I know that these tropes exist and I'm going to make fun of them, but not like in a good way, but like in the most like racist, stereotyped, fucking bullshit humor way, where I think I'm funny, but like I'm really not. And it's kind of shitty.
We've talked about Om Shanti Om a lot because that's like one of the only good Farah Khan movies I like.
Hmm.
And instead of that, let's just go into something else. Like, have you watched Spy with Jason Statham?
No, I haven't. I haven't seen that.
It's basically like a spy movie, but it makes fun of the spy tropes, but it does it so well that it keeps you engaged, it keeps you laughing. At the same time, it has this coherent plot that's running through it. And Om Shanti almost the same thing, you know. It had these inside jokes with the audience, but it had this coherent plot thread, and there was like a sincerity to the acting and the sincerity to the plot line that people were following.
Yeah.
And that's what kept it so charming and so fresh and so original. But like, Happy New Year was just, it felt like a bad skit by someone who doesn't really get humor or like skits.
Yeah, like I think when you are poking fun at the constructs of a film and you're like going, hey, tumne outfit kitni jaldi badal diya in the song. When you're pointing stuff out that happens in movies that we take granted for, you kind of like, you're inviting this thing where you're like, you got to be good now. Because now you're making fun of everything. So when you're delivering your unironic joke, then it's got to be good. Because then otherwise everyone's like, well, yours is shit too. At least we're like fully embracing the trope. Yours is just like nonsense. Yeah, and you're so right. It feels like a bad SNL skit. Like a really bad 3-hour long SNL skit.
And to really drive that fact home, the movie starts off with Shah Rukh Khan covered in shit.
Oh, God, dude. It's the worst. It's the worst.
It just starts off with this bare-knuckle boxing. Where do these fights happen? I want to be invited to this, man.
Oh, dude. Okay. Yeah. So here's the thing, right? This fucking opening scene, it starts a trend for me. So when I went back and I wanted to know how long this fight scene was. Because, like, this is the intro of Shah Rukh Khan. And it's mainly to introduce his abs. Right? Let's be clear about this.
Obviously. Yeah.
Yeah. This fight scene starts at minute 3 of the movie. And it ends at nine minutes 30 seconds. It went on for 6.5 minutes. We've just been introduced to this character. And it's not like a fight where there are like stakes. He's just fighting with some dude. And we have to watch it for 6.5 minutes because they don't know how else to like fill this movie up. They have no idea.
And look, there are other fight scenes. Like at the end of Snatch, the fight scene was 3.5 minutes and the whole movie built to that fight scene.
Yeah.
And it was like a proper boxing match.
Mm.
And that didn't go on for as long as your fucking introduction.
Yeah.
So this movie didn't have to be 3 hours long, but you were just being mean, right? Mm. You were just being mean. They're like, let's just make them fucking sit and watch this for 3 hours.
Oh, dude. And this keeps happening in the movie. This happens at like 3 different points. And there's no like goal. It could have been achieved in like an email. this fight could have been an email, is what I think.
Shah Rukh has abs, okay? You could have just done this with him getting out of the shower. I'd be okay with that, because Shah Rukh, let's be honest, was fucking yoked here.
Yeah, he looks...
No one talks about this, right? No one really fucking talks about it, because no one wants to talk about this fucking movie.
Yeah.
Why would you get jacked for Happy New Year? Look, that's like fucking studying all your wrong for your driving test theory part.
Yeah.
Like, why would you do that?
At least you're learning something. I feel like you learn more doing the theory test of driving than watching Happy New Year. So
yeah, he could have just paid his agent to not do this movie. Like you pay the RTO guy to not, like, guys, corruption's bad. Don't do it. Yeah, give your driving test. Yeah.
Mm.
Don't
yeah, you know what? Driving tests are very authentic in India. And like my driving test had exactly, you know, the thing they tell you, do an 8 and all that, the three-point turn and all this. These are things
that I do. That?
I know. No, absolutely not. Absolutely. Okay. I just drove around in a circle.
Same. I was like, holy shit, what driving test did he get?
He didn't even check, dude. He didn't even check if I'd done it.
He was just like chilling the whole time. I just did one round and that's it.
Yeah.
And I just caught some he's like, you want to give your bike driving test also? I was like, I didn't apply for that. He's like, well, we'll give it to you if you can do that. I was
like, okay, yeah, I caught some random guy.
I'm going to take a round in your bike. He's like, yeah, okay, just don't drop it. And I did that and I got my bike license. So
yeah,
that's how the world works. And that's why Shah Rukh Khan got jacked for Happy New Year for no fucking reason.
Oh, God. I mean, okay. Having said that, I thought that this movie was a flop, right?
Yeah,
like I assumed that it was a flop because it's one of those, like when you talk about Farah Khan's filmography, you'd say Mehuna, Om Shanti Om, and Tismar Khan, because Tismar Khan is especially bad. Like Tismar Khan, this movie is better than Tismar Khan, so I'll give it that. Which is very, the bar is so low.
6 feet under, yeah. The bar is 6 feet under.
But I looked it up, dude. Not only was it a super hit, it is 21st in the highest grossing Bollywood movies of all time, which is like high. Like 21st is not, I mean, that's like, he made like 400 crores, dude.
That is a criminal amount of money for something that's so bad.
Yeah, but I think that's also indicative of like Bollywood movies that make a lot of money often kind of just disappear completely. Like no one thinks about Happy New Year. It made a fuckload of money, but it never gets brought up. No one references it. It's not like infiltrated any sort of meme stuff. Like there's no one makes Happy New Year memes. Okay. No one calls back to it. No one even on the Instagram reels, no one's like using the songs from Happy New Year to do their shit. Like it just disappeared. Right.
A blank slate. Yeah. And see, again, if you have like a huge cast like this one did and like a big budget production, and just some flashy lights, you're gonna get your money back mostly.
Yeah.
Like you have to do something really, really wrong, like release a movie in the middle of a pandemic to not make that money back. Christopher Nolan.
Yeah. Go watch everyone watch Tenet, because that's a good idea.
God. Yeah. Isn't something else releasing right now? Or am I forgetting?
Paddington 3, I think. I have no idea.
What is Paddington? What's Paddington?
Paddington 2 is actually a pretty good movie, is what I've heard. With Hugh. What's it about? I have no idea. It's about a bear. I have no idea.
Well, I like bears.
Yeah, but apparently it's good. It's got Hugh Grant in it, and it's one of those movies.
I'm people scared of bears. So.
Same, but I think it's a animated bear. I have no idea, but apparently it was like pretty good.
I won't trust myself around a bear. They're so cuddly. I just want to go hug one and then get killed.
Yeah, yeah. Speaking of people you want to cuddle.
Sonu Sood. Which one is it?
Actually, I'd rather cuddle Bom Nirani, for being honest, because I think he's more cuddly. Like Sonu Sood is like made of granite. Like he is.
Yeah. I'd get hurt cuddling Sonu Sood. I think I would just be like, "Oh, Sonu, give me a hug." Bonk! Fucking hit my head on his pec.
Didn't it feel weird seeing Sonu Sood in this movie? Like, didn't you feel it just felt the most disconnected? Like Bom Nirani will do a terrible comedy every once in a while. But Sonu Sood being in this, like, I know Sonu Sood's in bad movies, but like this big budget bad movie, wasn't expecting it.
I don't know. So when I see a good actor in a bad movie, I feel robbed because I'm like, oh, he's a good actor. Why would you not use him this way? But in this one, I didn't feel robbed. I was just like, yeah, it's a paycheck, I guess.
Yeah.
You do you, man.
It was a paycheck. It really was a paycheck for a lot of these people. Because you're like, why are you picking this movie? You know, Abhishek Bachchan's in this too. And it really gives you an indicator of how bad this movie is. Because Abhishek Bachchan did this movie and I was like, I'm not acting for a while. I'm not coming back.
He said that, right?
Yeah.
He said that.
He said that when he came back from Man Marziya, he said, I did Happy New Year. And apparently, and this is probably in his own head, or maybe there was like some fans who said, oh, he was really funny as Nandu Bhide. but he looked at that and he was like, I can't keep doing movies like this. You know, I just can't.
Yeah.
And it's true. Like this movie is about so many things, but it's actually about absolutely fucking nothing. Nothing matters.
I was gonna bring that up because this starts off as what you think is a heist movie, right? Like Happy New Year at its core, I think.
Yeah.
Was supposed to be a heist movie.
Yeah.
So, you know, you have like your typical heist movie tropes, which I'm okay with. You know, you enjoy a good heist, I enjoy a good heist. We've talked about this on Cash, we've talked about this on what's the second heist movie we did?
Oh, there's another heist movie that we did?
Yeah, we did a heist movie right after Cash, I think.
Yeah, I forget which movie we did. I'm gonna look it up.
Someone's probably screaming at their phone, going like, "You did it!
You don't know your own guys." We've done so many episodes that I've genuinely started forgetting.
Anyway. Yeah. So my point is like, you know, just follow the road. You know, follow the yellow brick road. You'll get to Kansas. Where the fuck was Dorothy supposed to go anyway?
We did Kante, by the way. We did Kante.
Oh, Kante. Yeah. So you. Kante was a good heist movie.
Yeah.
Follow the tropes, right? Recruit the people.
Mm.
And then everything will be fine. But here, it's just so two-dimensional. Like, Shah Rukh is the big dick, the brains with the abs.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Sonu Sood is like a comedy relief. Bom Nirani is comedy relief. That other,
Vivaan Shah. Yeah.
Vivaan Shah is comedy relief. Everyone else is comedy relief. You can't have that. Just have a demolitions guy. Have an escape guy. Have a hacker guy and have him do some actual hacking for once.
Yeah.
And, you know, be the big dick of the organization. It's fine. But they don't do that.
Yeah. So you got the general assemble the crew. But like the worst one that I've seen, maybe Cash was worse in terms of how they assembled the crew because they never did.
Yeah, Cash was worse.
Yeah. But like the Bom Nirani's whole thing is that he lives with his mom and he hits on middle-aged women there. Weird.
Oh, okay.
Sonu Sood is that he's like a stunt guy. No, he's the sound guy, but he can't hear. He's the sound guy on a film set, but he can't hear. Vivaan Shah is the hacker. And they literally said, this is the most boomer line where they're like, he has friends on Facebook, but no friends in real life. One, was Facebook still relevant in 2014? Like, I feel like it was already falling off. But yeah.
Yeah.
So, and Abhishek Bachchan is like the Mawali, you know?
They needed Abhishek Bachchan because apparently the person they're robbing from, the only access to the safe was someone who looks like Abhishek Bachchan.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right. And then you get this whole backstory about why Shah Rukh is doing this.
Correct. So,
as far as backstories go, like, it was so fucking dark compared to the rest of the movie.
Yeah. It's actually, so it's like, unfolds very disturbingly. Like, the final thing that we find out about the backstory is, like, genuinely harrowing. And then it's followed up with, like, comedic bits of Abhishek Bachchan being like...
But here's what it is, right? Om Shanti Om was also harrowing as fuck. Okay? But it kept up that theme in the movie. Like, along with your lighthearted stuff, the story at its core is a pretty tragic one.
Yeah.
But here... the story is fuck all at its core with some tragic bits. So it's like a complete inversion from what good storytelling is supposed to be.
Yeah. The backstory is this. Jackie Shroff was like dealing with some African diamonds is what they said. And he hired this Shah Rukh Khan's dad, who's played Banupam Kher. He hired him to build the most secure safe ever, which was called Shalimar. So they built Anupam Kher, with the help of Boman Irani and Sonu Sood, built this. They built the safe.
Yeah.
But on the night, which was New Year's Eve, happy. Do you get it?
I don't get it.
On New Year's Eve, Anupam Kher gets drugged by Jackie Shroff, and Jackie Shroff puts his thumbprint, like Anupam Kher's thumbprint, to rob the safe. And frame Anupam Kher and run. So Jackie Shroff runs away with the diamonds and basically like becomes his own security firm. Like he starts a security firm.
Yeah, no. So I think he secured the diamonds. He framed Anupam Kher for stealing the diamonds and got the insurance money for it.
Yeah. Yeah.
And he's still like a diamond merchant or something. And Anupam Kher is still in jail apparently. So the point was to make Jackie guilty. And what was the, like, were they going to make him confess to the crime to get, initially, to get Anupam Kher released, or what was his plan?
Yeah, they were trying to prove that he was the one that robbed the diamonds, right? That was the thing. Like they had got the evidence somehow, but then the evidence got destroyed or some shit like that. Right,
yeah, this plan makes somehow makes less and less sense as they explain it, because like there's a fair amount of explaining of the plan in the movie.
Yeah,
but when they're explaining it, you're like, that's the stupidest thing I've ever heard.
Yeah, I think so. The thing that happens with this plan is bonkers, because they first they have a sort of replicant model of the safe with themselves. Like they have the same setup, the hallway, the safe, all of that stuff built, which makes sense, I guess, because they did work, like his dad worked on it, I guess, so that makes sense. So they explain it through this, parallelly while Jackie Shroff is introducing the safe to a bunch of people, to the people that are coming in with the diamonds, right? So they're kind of showing this parallelly. This is the first time they'll explain the plan of how they'll get in. Then they explain it, and we'll get into the plan in a second, but then they also explain it in the middle when they're at the actual location. Like they run through the plan again. And then on the third time, when we actually see it unfold, they've still missed out like details. Like they've still not told you all of it.
The third iteration is when they're like, oh, actually, and we're also doing this and this and this and this.
Yeah.
And that stuff sounds way more complicated than the shit they were going to explain in the first place.
Yeah. Shah Rukh Khan is a bad leader because he doesn't tell everyone every detail of the plan. Like he doesn't tell them. He's not like an evil guy that's going to kill everyone at the end, and that's why he's hiding the details from them, right?
Oh, like the Joker.
Yeah, exactly. Like why isn't he telling them the whole plan from the beginning? I don't get it. Just tell
them. Maybe he was planning on shooting them and making off with the diamonds, but then he found out he's in a fucking Farah Khan movie. He's like, oh, I can't do that.
He's like, God damn it. Oh, we got to dance now. God damn it. Yeah. So when they're first explaining the plan, they're like, okay, there's a safe. When you open only one person can open the safe. There's a duct near the vault that is only connected to. So there's a duct that's been closed for years, apparently, we find out. Which
closed by what? Closed by a fucking PVC panel with screws.
Yeah.
And that's secure.
And Shah Rukh Khan's got this Allen key, which apparently you can only get if you are playing undercover mission. So he went undercover in that horrible blonde wig that he was wearing. And like, yeah, he got all the... That's how he got all the plans for it. And that's how he knows that he has to go through the duct, which is only connected to a room where the talent normally stay. And that is how they're going to get in, and Boman Irani is going to do his thing. And then they need to escape, which, by the way, they haven't figured out. Just to let you know, they don't know how the fuck they're going to get out of there.
And here's where the real part of the plan kicks in, where Shah Rukh's like, okay, that room is only like, that room's a green room and it's only accessible to participants of a dance competition.
Mm.
Now already this plan, which seems so stupid, is going to get stupider. Okay, so the first hour of the movie is like this, and like we first watched an hour and then we watched the rest of it later.
Yeah.
So the first hour, I was like, you know what? People were exaggerating how bad this movie was. Like, an hour has gone by.
Hmm.
And it just feels like any other heist movie with, like, some stupid things in the middle. But yeah, that's fine, right?
It was fine.
But the introduction of the like, the dance aspect of this movie, oh, really turned this movie from, like a passable, you know,
forgettable movie, yeah,
to, like, a complete pile of dog shit.
Yeah.
Which is weird, you know, because, like, I really like Deepika. So, like, the introduction of, like, someone I really like as an actor to be, like, you introduce her in the film and for the film to turn, like, into dog shit, you have to do something wrong.
Dude, yeah, it's sad that Deepika's intro is what kind of signals the doom that is this movie. Because as soon as she comes in, right, like, her song, basically, they can't dance. Papu can't dance, Sala, is the whole montage. And it's juxtaposed with them doing the heist planning stuff, you know, Sonu Sood and him are figuring out the bombs, and it like shatters and falls onto Boman Irani.
Wait, hold on a sec. So Boman, did they even use a bomb in the actual thing?
I think.
They did, and Boman Irani didn't know about that plan. So couldn't he have just gone and like asked him, like, "Yo, why are you blowing shit up?"
Yeah, this is like when you're too deep into your area of specialization. So you don't fully, you know, get the full use of your degree. And you're just like, this is what mera specialization ye, mera kuch, I don't want to know anything else.
I used to do that a bunch at work, actually.
Same.
But yeah, I was like, oh, what's that? Don't want to know. Fuck
I don't
that.
Wanna know.
That's a damn problem. That's not a me problem. Until it turned into a me problem. And I was like, oh, I should have fucking paid attention to that.
Don't be like Baman is our message on this podcast.
Yeah, two better movies, guys. Anyway. I like Boman. Boman's cool. Well. Anyway. Yeah, they recruit Deepika, and this is fucked up, right? So Deepika is supposed to be like a bar dancer girl,
mm-hmm.
Okay? And Abhishek Bachchan is the one who brings her into the team, and he's like, you know, teach us to dance. And then Shah Rukh just proceeds to take a shit on her.
Oh, dude. And this is like the first of three, right?
First of three.
Because the first one, he says irredeemable, horrible stuff, where he's basically saying like hey, she's a bar dancer, but we still have to like respect her. Like, you know, who cares if she's like a terrible person and like what she's doing is horrible because she's dressing up in short clothes and in front of all those boys, but like fuck her. And but it's, you know, but still she's out. Like, he's doing this whole, but Brutus was an honorable man, but like the worst version of it. God, I've referenced Julius Caesar too much on this podcast.
You referenced Julius Caesar and Happy New Year. I didn't expect that. But then again, I've stopped being surprised at this point.
So, and Deepika's like distraught. Obviously.
Yeah.
Like, someone just is a horrible person to her. But then because he speaks English and he kind of convinces her like, hey, I'm sorry, I didn't mean it that way. She's like, yeah, cool. This is your protagonist, dude. Like, he is horrible.
Why are you rooting for this guy anyway?
No.
Then again, why are you rooting for this guy? Has been like the theme for everything Shah Rukh Khan's done in the last 10 years.
My God.
Has he released a single good movie from 2015 to 2020?
No. I genuinely, this has been a conversation that I've constantly been like, am I missing something? Or has Shah Rukh Khan not given me a good movie in like, forget 5 years, 10 years. Okay. And if we're talking long term, it's been almost 14 years and there's one or two bright moments, you know, bright films here and there. And that's it. You know, it's fleeting. You can't do one movie in 10 years and be like, yeah, that was good, remember? And we're all like, okay, cool. It's fucking horrible.
Oh,
we'll get, oh, by the way, if we want to talk about Shah Rukh Khan holding on, there's what, because, okay, here's the thing, right? They realize that they actually have to dance well because there's like a first round, right? So, by the way, Anurag Kashyap is one of the judges, along with Vishal Dadlani, who's also...
God, I hate Vishal Dadlani.
Yeah, he's also on
there. He's such a creepy-looking dude.
He is a creepy-looking dude. But yeah, so they're in this contest. And basically, like, they blackmail them because... I don't even get into how they blackmail them. But it was basically like, oh my god.
There were some implications.
Yeah, like, oh, you guys are sleeping together or whatever. And I'm like, okay, dude.
But you know, okay, you know, fine, you threaten someone for just like because they're sleeping together. That's not fine, obviously. But then, like, what? They're so homophobic about it. I'm like, you didn't have to do that.
Yeah.
Like, you could have done the other thing, which is bad in itself.
Yeah.
But you didn't have to do that.
You didn't have to do that. You didn't have to do that at all. And
you didn't have to do that is basically the theme of Farah Khan's entire directing career after Om Shanti Om.
Yeah. Yeah. So there's like the audition, the Indian Idol audition. And then it's like you're in the top 10, right? That's how it was.
Yeah.
And now we'll get to what we're talking about is Shah Rukh Khan. What's the movie? What's the movie that everyone says, hey, Shah Rukh's good because he did this movie. Which one is it?
It's Chak De, isn't it?
And so, of course, they parodied Chak De because Deepika delivers the 70-minute speech as 7 minute. 7 minute? Yeah.
7 minute, yeah.
And look, I get it. You're going to poke fun at stuff. But when your movie's bad and your main actor is flailing, struggling to find a hit, you're going back to the one film that people still like and then taking a dump on it. Dude, come on. Come on. It's just... Yeah,
it's painful to watch.
And another thing that we didn't realize, and you can get into this, we did not know that Deepika did not know the plan.
Oh, dude, for the life of me, I until they brought it up as a plot point way later, I'm like, wait, she didn't know? Because the whole time I thought Deepika is in on this plan. And I was like, okay, I guess she's doing it on the fly, whatever.
Hmm.
But she didn't know about this plan and she just thought that entering a dance competition.
Yeah, I guess it makes more sense then. But
let's just reach the real crux of the matter here. Okay, Abhijeet Sawant shouldn't have won Indian Idol the first time.
Okay. We spent 10 minutes of our watching just talking about Indian Idol, like, because we were so checked out at this point. But I agree. Dude, yesterday, by the way, after we saw the movie, this is so irrelevant. But, dude, we were talking about Indian Idol and we talked about Rahul Vaidya, right? I go on Twitter. Rahul Vaidya is trending on Twitter.
Why the fuck is Rahul? Dude, that was like...
And I was like, is it 2004 and has he just been eliminated before the finals? Like, why is Rahul Vaidya trending? Apparently, he's on Big Boss, apparently. And that's why he's trending. But yeah. Dude, like, talk about just... Where do they all go? Like, what happens to these people?
I mean, I hope Abhijeet Sawant faded into obscurity. I really didn't like his voice.
Oh,
God. I hate that song. Amit Sana was better.
Okay, I gotta admit something to you. Amit Sana is my favorite, right? But I did buy the Abhijeet Sawant album that came out of the contest. The Mohabbate Lutanga album. Yeah, I did.
This is the face of disappointment, Karan.
You know what I'm going to say. Speaking of disappointment.
Abhishek Bachchan.
Oh, God. Yeah, by the way, we haven't talked about Abhishek Bachchan's character.
He's a drunk. That's the character.
He's a drunk called Nandu Bhide who can throw up at will.
Why is that? Why is that a point? Who the fuck in the writing room is sitting going like, guys, we need to give him a character trait. Just like, just have him throw up every once in a while. And, are you okay, man? That's your pitch?
You know what's funny? I'm going to take a wrestling tangent again, but fuck it. So there's a movie called Beyond the Mat, which is actually like really good. It gets into like wrestlers' lives. It came out in the 90s when The Rock was at like his peak and Stone Cold and all this stuff. And it goes on like, it talks about Mick Foley and how he put his body through like hell and shit and how Vince McMahon works. A very interesting documentary. WWE fucking hate that documentary because it exposes a lot of their bullshit practices. Anyway, one of the scenes in Beyond the Mat, which is like an iconic meme-worthy scene, is a guy goes to Vince McMahon's office and he's sitting there and Vince McMahon's like, we're going to make you a star. Because he's trying to become a wrestler in WWE. And he's like, you know what your thing's going to be? You can puke whenever you want. And then he's like, when people come out, he's like, when you come out, everyone's going to be like, the commentators are going to be hyped and they're going to be like, he's going to puke. And then you throw up. And this is a legit thing. This is a legitimate character.
What the fuck? Am I missing something?
Because apparently his thing was that he could puke on command. But the funny thing is when Vince McMahon asked him to do a demonstration of it in front of him, like in front of a trash can, he couldn't do it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, that's the stupidest thing ever.
It is.
Yeah, dude, you know what it makes me think? If that's the idea they went with, what were the ideas that they shot down?
Yeah.
You just shit your pants.
You
know what? You have two dicks and you can pee out of your nose.
Yeah. Imagine.
What are the dicks for? Unlocking safes. Yeah, fuck it.
Yeah, like, how are you going to recover from that? Like, as an actor, even as a wrestler, actor, whatever, if your thing is that you used to puke, facing Stone Cold Steve Austin at WrestleMania for the World Championship, puke. Never going to happen. It's not going to happen. Anyway, sorry.
Winning the Oscar for the role in which he just threw up on people, Abhishek Bachchan.
Oh, God. Abhishek Bachchan. Yeah, Abhishek Bachchan is a lot and in this movie. And I feel like he does give it everything. Like, he is, like, I feel like he's, like, every minute he needs to fill up with a joke. But it's exhausting to watch. He is actively one of the worst parts of this movie, besides maybe Sonu Sood. But Sonu Sood's barely there.
Besides maybe Shah Rukh. And besides maybe Deepika for that matter. Or even Baman. Because he's got a lisp.
Or
maybe the fact that Farah Khan directed. You know what? It could be anything.
Yeah, also Baman is really classist in this fucking movie. Because he keeps shitting on Abhishek Bachchan for being a Mawali. And saying like, oh, you, what do you know? Your dad's in the dumps. What? God. Meanwhile, he's fighting for someone else's dad. Just because that dad was rich. Getting back to this plot, I guess.
So, I think that the thing is taking place in Dubai. So, you know where all the budget went. It didn't go to the writers, obviously.
No.
So, they rigged the votes for the local India thing. Because it's really easy to rig votes in India. But anyway. So, they rigged the votes and they win the competition. And, you know, local Bihar election. Anyway, so...
your voice cut out there. Yes, that's me. I didn't hear. What did you say?
It's like the death of democracy. Anyway, it's,
I feel like I'm hearing voices in my head. Yeah,
maybe you are. You know, maybe the Supreme Court's gonna like tweet out at you. Don't tweet back though.
Never tweet back. Never tweet back.
I need to make a Twitter just to tweet at them.
Oh God!
Never getting on Twitter, guys. Anyway, so. They rig the local voting thing and they win. But they're also dog shit because that's the part I like, that they didn't turn into like fantastic dancers.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that's the only part I like. they win and understandably, like, everyone's pissed because they keep throwing shit at them. They're like, how is that possible? You're the worst.
Yeah.
And then they go to Dubai and like even the Indian crowd in Dubai just hates them.
Yeah.
And we get introduced to perhaps like the most important part of this movie, I think, Karan. Uh-huh. That is Dino Moria.
Dino Moria was in Raaz. Dino Moria was in Kurz. Okay, that's less good. But Dino Moria is like the descent from being the lead of B movies to being the lead of C movies to being the friend in a D movie to now being a cameo in a Z movie. Here he is. For 2 seconds, speaking in Hindi in front of a global audience.
This is a trope that I have to discuss, okay? Every time there's an international competition in any movie, right? There's always one announcer who's speaking in English and another who's speaking in Hindi. Even if it's in the Czech Republic, everyone's going to be like speaking whatever the people speak in Czech Republic. It's a bad example. What do people speak? They speak Czech. And one guy will be speaking in Hindi and the crowd would be like, what the fuck are you doing?
What are you saying?
Who the fuck are you?
Oh man. And it's because the thing is, like, they're not like commentators where you can't hear them. Like in a football game, there will be Spanish commentators and like Hindi commentators and English commentators. And like the crowd can't hear them. And it's only for the people watching at home who are getting the language which they speak on their TV. So it makes sense. But this dude in front of a crowd, he's speaking with a mic. They can all hear him. And he's like, ha, sab log ko samajh mein aa raha hai. And he's like, they're like, what do you say?
And it's not like India consistently wins this dance competition or anything. They haven't qualified ever.
Yeah.
And this is weird. Okay. So they're introducing all the teams and the team that they went with. You know, you have to have one bad team, like one antagonist team that you have to beat.
Oh, God.
They picked North Korea. What the fuck?
You know.
Could be.
I think they were like, what's a country that's more evil than us? We gotta find.
I mean, I can think of a couple, but you don't have to go to North Korea, you know?
Oh, God. Yeah, it was just not needed. And like Farah Khan, you know how like Karan Johar's thing in like Dharma films is like making fun of Punjabi characters in general?
Yeah, yeah.
I think her thing is making fun of it generally people that either are Japanese, Chinese, or Korean, and then just like putting them under one umbrella.
Yeah, Japanese, Chinese, Korean. Dude, even like fucking Northeastern people, she's done that a bunch.
Yeah.
Like she's been fucking racist towards them in her movies and stuff. Horrible. Like that. Yeah, so this is her thing. So North Korea is the antagonist team.
Mm.
Okay. And apparently North Korea sends out dance troops to dance competitions randomly.
Yeah.
But I wouldn't. Anyway. So they're the main team. And the teams are all in this hotel in Dubai. Mm. Right. And the plan was that on the 25th, there will be like a preliminary.
Yeah.
Words are hard.
They are hard.
Yeah, like anything more than three syllables and I'm just going to die.
Yeah. It's a good thing we're on a podcast. It's a good thing.
Yeah, it's a good thing it's a visual medium. Podcast only. Stare at your Spotify screen.
Oh, yeah.
Anyway, so the plan was to go, like they'll be in that green room and before the round starts, they'll go, they'll do the heist in and out quick, come back out, lose to whatever team they're up against and go home with the diamonds.
Yeah.
Right? That's the plan.
Yeah.
There's this party that they're supposed to attend and that's where Shah Rukh meets Jackie Shroff.
Yeah, in the most like Namaste London scene.
Oh, this is when this movie turns into Namaste London, okay?
Yeah.
And even like Namaste London, I still like as a movie sort of kind of maybe if I ignore the fact that that's Akshay Kumar I'm looking at.
Yeah, that like, we discussed this yesterday. Namaste London was the warning shot that we all ignored. Namaste London was the first moment we should have been like, oh, I don't think this guy's okay, man.
Yeah. And Padman was the gunshot to the head.
Yeah. Yeah, I still
along with Mangalyaan.
Oh God! Oh God! He's anyway.
He was just teabagging on us at that point.
We should have. You know what? Namaste London was so well packaged that we just ignored it. We're like, yeah, sure, this is cool. I like the songs. Katrina Kaif seems nice, and Akshay Kumar is likable. He was on his welcome run, you know. So everyone was like, yeah, fuck yeah. But now we're look at where we are now.
You guys did this. You guys are the reason we're getting good news too.
Oh, God. Are we getting good news too?
Yeah, we are.
Oh, God. Anyway.
Coming up soon on a podcast near you.
Oh, no. This is it's going to keep happening. It's going to keep happening.
It is.
Anyway.
So here's where the movie turns like ultra patriotic.
Mm.
And I'm like, first of all, your plan wasn't even to come here to win. Your plan was to come here and steal stuff.
Yeah.
And where did you find this high horse? Let me know.
Yeah, but it's the thing where he's not talking about the competition and not being subtle because he says stuff like "hum to chor nahi hain," you know, or like you know, "you're a thief." I am.
Oh, the doom talk.
Yeah, the doom talk.
Like, main chori nahi karta. I'm like, yeah, John. Sure.
Yeah, we're here to dangerously rob your safe. I couldn't come up with anything for dance. But yeah, we're gonna dance our way through security. Yeah, like just like. Just don't say anything, right? Like you're shooting yourself in the foot. But he had to do this nonsense, and then they had to do a dance and a song.
So look, I get Jackie's point of that. He's like, "You guys are dog shit, and you're going to embarrass this country." And I'm like, "Yeah, they are dog shit, and they dance horribly. They are going to embarrass this country. I would distance from them too."
Yeah,
you rigged the votes to come here. There's probably a team that's been practicing for 5 years for this fucking competition, and you took that away from them. You piece of shit.
And I think that's why we got confused about the whole Deepika not knowing thing. Because often, while Deepika is invested in them winning the dance contest, sometimes Shah Rukh seems invested in winning the dance contest. Sometimes Baman is like, yeah, we should dance better. And I'm like, wait, but you guys don't care. And that's where I got confused because I assumed that, oh, they've now started to care about the dance contest. No, but it's just Deepika because Deepika doesn't know the plan. And Deepika again gets insulted by Shah Rukh, who cares? It's all happening all over and over and over till we die.
Yeah, it's like, fuck.
Yeah.
Anyway, so the plan was to drug Abhishek Bachchan, like Abhishek Bachchan, who is Jackie Shroff's son, the doppelganger, replace him with the Mawali Abhishek Bachchan.
Yeah.
You know, get his fingerprints, get him into the safe, go inside the safe through the vent that conveniently goes into the vent, the safe room.
Yeah.
Rob the safe and then get out somehow using Sonu's help. Apparently, the crowd needed to be kept in the dark too.
Yeah, but even Baman, who's part of the plan, is in the dark. Have a scene where he whispers in his ear, okay? fine. But my God, tell Baman the plan, man. But I think his whole thing was, because we forgot to mention this, Baman has fits, dude. So, God. He sometimes has a fit and he like is not available. Like he can't function for 30 seconds. Right. That's the whole thing. And that comes into the thing later. I won't.
Does it though?
For like 2 seconds. Yeah, barely. Barely doesn't. I wanted to talk about a scene which I feel like we both took drugs together, even though we didn't. I just want to say hypothetically for the record.
For the record, if substances were to be consumed and I were a person who consumes these substances, I'd like to say that I didn't do it this time because I knew I was in for a rough watch.
This part, they're in the elevator. The song has just happened. Abhishek Bachchan has thrown up on the other Abhishek Bachchan. They're in the lift and they're silently, telepathically communicating. No one is saying a fucking word. And I thought something was wrong with the Netflix link. I thought like, something's wrong. Like my Wi-Fi is fucked. I'm not here seeing their mouths move. I'm unable to see what they're saying. But no, they were just...
Yeah, I thought the audio desynced.
Yeah.
And like we're listening to like dialogues from another scene and watching another scene.
Hmm.
But no, this was intentional and just completely out of the blue. I'm wondering like, is this comedy? Am I not getting it? Am I having a stroke? Was Baman's stroke my stroke all along? But no.
Yeah, it was Baman's stroke my stroke anyway. Like and I went back because we forwarded the song because fuck the song, right? I was like, maybe during the song something happened where they ate something where they can't speak for the next like 10 minutes or some shit. Like some logic to explain this. No, it just was a choice. They were just like, yeah, no dialogue here. It's like that sound guy didn't show up that day. Like the guy operating the boom mic was like not there. So they were like, we're going to have to just wing it. So
it was the dumbest thing.
Yeah.
Oh, God. Anyway, so what happens is that the diamonds that were supposed to come in on the 25th that they were going to rob got delayed. So they couldn't do the robbery on the 25th.
Mm.
And instead... the plan is going to happen on New Year's, guys.
Because
the movie is called Not Merry Christmas. It's called Happy New Year.
Yeah.
So if you didn't see that coming, fuck you.
Also, there's a long fight with the North Korean team. Because on the day before the plan is supposed to happen, they're like training on the rooftop or something. Like,
why are they training on a helipad?
Helipad, yeah. They're on a helipad.
That can't be safe.
It's not safe at all. Because, so like the other team, like the evil team, they're basically like, they have like this set piece where the kid has to climb on top of like a pyramid thingy. But he is like slipping. And the captain is really pissed off and he's about to hit the kid and Shah Rukh and him have a fight. Another fight that goes on for like 6-7. I think this is the longest one actually. This went on for ages with no purpose. I was like, okay, maybe Shah Rukh is doing this fight purposely so he can gain something for the heist. Like that's what you would assume. Like this is a ploy so that everyone's distracted. And in the meanwhile, something else is happening in the background. No, it just was a fight. Like it was just a fight on its own.
You ever been in a human pyramid?
Yeah, I've been at the bottom. I'm a bottom. So
nice. Yeah. That's nice. Yeah. I had to catch one guy doing a handstand, and I didn't know until the day of the actual thing.
Oh God!
I missed everything else because I was doing something else. So like, finally, when like the whole formation set up, it was Mad. Mad was like, dude, you have to catch my legs. I'm like, what?
Oh, dude.
Like, yeah, I'm gonna do a handstand and you have to catch my legs. Like, I don't know. What if you hit my face?
I remember this. I remember this day, yeah.
And we managed, though. Hey. I think we were in the same pyramid.
Yeah, maybe. But I was, it was housewise, no? So I was Francis, no?
Oh, yeah. You were next.
Yeah, we won that year.
We didn't win that year. Because it was just like a bunch of random people standing on each other. I was like, this is not... We're not going to win this one, guys.
I don't know why we won. All of it was nonsense if you think about it. But yeah.
Human pyramids are weird, aren't they?
Yeah, they're strange. Why do people do that?
I mean, they're very athletic and everything. But like, what the fuck? But
like, dangerous. Like, I would never want to be on top of that. Like, luckily, I'm like a larger person, so...
It was always the little kids that are on top, like the fourth, fifth standard kids. And you just picked like the stupidest one. You're like, oh, you're going to go on top of the pyramid. You're like, yay!
Just because they're like shorter in height. You're like, fuck it. Let's, you know, fuck these people because they're not tall. What? Oh, God. Anyway.
My God.
So, this fight happens. I think they only switch sunglasses. Shah Rukh almost dies, then almost kills the other guy because he's hanging from the edge of the building. And everyone's like, leave him, Shah Rukh.
commit first degree murder, Shahrukh.
My,
it's okay. Oh my god, just fucking idiots.
Yeah.
Anyway, they're pitted up against North Korea because North Korea is the best dancing team. What a sentence. Just think about that for a second.
Dancing team. We have a fascist queen. Anyway.
Oh, Dancing Queen is a great
song. Yeah, it's a great song, yeah.
Listen to it. Anyway, so they're up against North Korea, and North Korea is like really good, and it's like a dance off. So it's not like one team goes and the other team goes. Yeah. It's like two teams pitted up against each other in a dance off.
Jugalbandi, yeah. And,
yeah, Jugalbandi, whatever you call it. Mm-hmm. And the Indian team is understandably dog shit. They like 36 all out. It was an embarrassment. Like, I don't know how the
fuck they were
allowed to leave the flight. And you know what? I think I'm talking about the wrong sport here, guys. What's happening?
You know what they couldn't need, you know, because yesterday there was a middle order collapse that happened. And you know who is
don't do it. Don't you fucking
Rahul Dravid. That's what you need.
No, Rahul Dravid was the grenade you throw into the team when you want like internal discord spread and your captain to be kicked out. So it's replaced with a spineless worm that was Rahul Dravid.
All I'm saying is they would have been 36 for 8 if it was Rahul Dravid. That's all I'm saying.
And Rahul Dravid. No, it would have been 38 for 8 after 150 overs. That's what it would have been.
But he would not have given up. That's who he is.
I just wish he would have given up. You know, it's just like, pull the plug, man. You know
what? Let it go.
I would hate to be Rahul Dravid's relative on life support because he wouldn't pull the plug. Rahul, kill me already. He's like, no. You can still do it. No, Rahul. Pull the plug on me. Kill me now. Put me out of my misery, Rahul. I would have. You can show up in Rahul Dravid's dream. Say like, Rahul, it's okay to let me go. Pull the plug. Stop it. Stop drawing it out. And Rahul will be like, no. I'm an asshole. I'm not going to pull the plug on you. And he wouldn't.
Oh my God. What the fuck?
That went somewhere dark, didn't it? I apologize.
Oh God. You know,
that's what? Not reflective of me and my views as a real human being, but
speaking of the same time, things that we should have pulled the plug on, back to this movie. My God. How do I come back from that? So, the plan, obviously, Shah Rukh saves the kid. You know, the kid falls as predicted. By the way, like, if the kid's falling in practice, fix that shit. Like, make sure he's not going up or make it safer.
He's even if he's falling in practice and if he's falling down, don't put a spiky thing in front of him.
Yeah. Punishment.
So the human pyramid thing happens with North Korea and the kid falls from the top and Shah Rukh abandons his own dance and like kicks the spiky thing out of the way and saves the kid. Because of which they go into the final round, which is the most stupid dog shit reason you can give.
Yeah, they were like, this team fought. This team, like, you know, gave it their all. This team sacrificed their own shit. They were already terribly dancing.
You know what it was like? It was like the second task from Harry Potter.
Yeah, because Harry stuck around and saved people.
Yeah.
Hey, you know what? Like, lives were at stake, man. I got to give it to Harry. He didn't know the rules. Harry Potter did not know what that task was. Do you remember that? That was so bizarre.
Yeah.
Imagine you go into a task and you have not one clue.
What's going on here, guys? Why are you swimming?
It was like that dream where you've not studied for the exam. But like, naked because he's like in water. So like, it was like two horrible nightmares combined into one as a task. Anyway.
Yeah. Anyway, just all I'm saying is let the North Korean kid be impaled. It's fine. Don't quote me on that.
Wow. There's a lot of things we shouldn't be quoting you on this episode. I just gotta say.
it's the end of the year. Might as well go, you know, full Monty anyway.
Yeah, you're going to pull the plug on this podcast the way I fucking pull the plug. My God. That might be in a contender of the worst things you've said. Because if you heard the dumb episode, that was up there.
Dumb episode was a... Yeah.
I love that episode. Anyway, go check it out.
Let's not talk about the things I say. You know, guys, just treat the things I say like you treat like government guidelines. Wait, don't do that. Don't do that either. Don't quote me on that either. Treat the things I say like the things your parents tell you to do.
Don't do them.
Don't do them.
Yeah. You know what? Listen to your parents. Go out there and do drugs, kids. Fuck it. I'm telling you now. I'm saying it right now on air. No, I'm kidding. Don't do it. Hypothetically, there was a hypothetical situation. It was just me.
It was my character
talking. Wasn't me. It was Karan on the podcast, not Karan in real life. I just want to clarify. Oh God.
Oh,
Whew.
Can we plead insanity if we ever get like busted for the shit we say? Okay. Yeah. So they get selected and they have to perform on New Year's. So the plan is going as planned. But the only thing in the middle is that the team wants to let Deepika know that the actual plan is a heist.
Mm.
And again, for the third time, Shah Rukh is saying a bunch of horrible shit.
Yeah,
Deepika finds out that it's actually a heist. And she's on board with it because... And this is where the horrible shit happens. So remember the story of Anupam Kher being locked in jail and stuff?
Yeah.
That was a lie because Anupam Kher slit his wrists within 24 hours.
I have a question for you, but not... I don't want to cut away from how horrible that was because it was horrible.
What the fuck?
Didn't get reported in the news, Art?
Yeah, I mean, I think that was pretty fucking newsworthy as far as newsworthy things go.
Yeah, like that would be reported 100%. Like, I get it. There'd be some distraction by the media because they don't want to touch upon real issues and all that stuff. But eventually, on page 7, it'd be there. You know? You'd read it.
And people following this particular story, which I would assume would be Sonu Sood and Boman Irani, didn't even flip to page 7 to look for their friend. And he just killed himself in the jail.
Yeah, yeah. And they didn't know. And I thought, like, because this makes no logical sense, right? I thought... When Shah Rukh said, oh, he's not in jail. He's actually the reason we're doing... He's the one that told me to do this for him. He's free. He's hiding in some location. And after this, we get to meet him. Because once we framed Jackie Shroff, then he can be innocent. I thought that's what it was going to be. Because that makes more sense than... Yeah, he killed himself. That's horrible, dude. Oh.
My God. That was like a cinder block to the fucking face. That's what it was.
Yeah.
Anyway,
back to the jokes, because this movie doesn't give a fuck about tone. Because, yeah, woo-hoo. Abhishek Bachchan makes some dumb drinking, farting joke, and we move on.
Yeah, and the plan starts, and the plan is going as planned. Abhishek Bachchan gets drugged. He gets dragged away, put into his bed. The fake Abhishek Bachchan, who is a drunk, goes through the hall, opens the thing. He's supposed to open the panel that's on the wall, but out of all your planning, you couldn't realize... that maybe the panel was out of reach for him.
Dimensions nahi dekha usne. He didn't see the height, width, kuch dekha nahi usne.
Dude, this is so fucking stupid. Because like, I like potty jokes. I like toilet humor. I like, to a certain extent, if done correctly, it's pretty funny. Okay? You can just randomly say the word dick to me and I'm going to laugh. I'm very easy to make, like, it's very easy to make me laugh.
Mm-hmm.
But like, him taking off his clothes to make a mound of like a pile high enough to reach that last screw, and I can't look at the screen directly.
It honestly, like, I don't think that works. Because I think every time you step on the clothes, they like compress, and like they're just not like every time you stand on a cloth, it's not elevating you higher. I don't think it does unless you like have a significant amount of clothes that are just more than the clothes that you're wearing on your body. So one, it doesn't make sense. Two, you're on a time crunch. This is fucking stupid, right? Like, if you're on this window of time, then you gotta have everything mapped out to the T and not, oh, fuck, we forgot the height of the thing, by the way. See, this is, I love heist movies, but when people are precise, that's when I love heist movies. And I know that when you tell someone a plan, this is heist movie 101. If they walk you through a plan, it's never gonna go according to plan. I get it.
Yeah.
That's part of the... But shit has to go like wrong in a real stakes changing kind of way, not in a his pants are off kind of way, you know?
Because it adds nothing to the story, right? It's just like the plan's going as planned, except he doesn't have pants, which I'm like, it would be funny in like a situation maybe, but not this one.
Mm. Yeah.
Anyway, so they get into the safe. And inside the safe, while Baman's cracking the safe, he has one of his episodes, and that's supposed to add some element of tension, which it doesn't.
Yeah.
And the hacker man, what's his name?
Vivansha, I don't know his real name. Yeah, I don't know.
Vivansha might as well not have been in this movie because he added nothing to it. So he puts, like, there's a laser wall, don't ask. And like, he puts that down, and Baman cracks the safe, and inside the safe, there's another safe.
God. And Shah Rukh's like, I didn't even think about this. What? You've been planning this for 8 years. You didn't think that there'd be something else inside? dude, come on.
I was hoping there'd be like something else in the safe which would like instantly kill them, like a booby trap or something.
That would be nice. That would have been gratifying. I mean,
yeah, like a fucking stake through his heart or something like that. Because Shah Rukh Khan's a vampire, right, at this point.
Yeah, he really is. Also, like, speaking of that, like, Shah Rukh Khan, don't shave your beard. Keep your beard. Side note. Yeah. But you looked really
good. You look like a wax figurine.
You look good in the first half, second half, buddy. I'd keep that beard on. I'm just saying.
Oh.
Anyway. Yeah.
Shah Rukh Khan's beard in Chakde was pretty good.
Yeah. I thought he looked good in this too, up to a point. Then it fell apart.
Anyway, so don't ask. They crack the safe.
Yeah, because safe to Charlie hi kholega. Charlie se hi kholega. Charlie se hi kholega. It's a double-edged word. It's like when you're rapping and you put a word in there that means two things, you know. It's very intelligent. Yeah. It's very intelligent. Do you get it? It's because only Charlie will open it, which means only Shah Rukh will open it. And only Charlie, which is the actual word Charlie, will open it. I am tired.
That's why they call it window pane.
This is the second reference that you made to that.
I know. I just wanted to iterate how wrong, like, where did it go wrong for Eminem? Where did it?
It's the whole rich musician after a while can't write anything that's relatable or good because they live in a mansion and cry in the Ferrari. So, anyway.
Yeah. So, I have a question for you, right? So the escape that they were talking about was Sonu Sood blowing the top of the safe, which is apparently a sewer, and filling it up with water
to the water
so that they float to the top.
Yeah. Dude.
Why couldn't he just lower a rope?
No, but
and wait, hold on a second. Why couldn't he just blow the top of the sewer anyway, lower himself with a rope, steal the diamonds, lower it, like you know, get pulled back out and then fuck off.
Yeah, wait. Why didn't they just go through Sonu Sood's way? They didn't. You know what they wouldn't have to do then? Dance. You know that they wouldn't have to do that, right? You know what they wouldn't have to do? Show their faces to the entire public. Which, by the way...
You know what he wouldn't have to do?
Yeah.
Invite anyone else for this heist.
Yeah. He would just go there, do the thing, get the fuck out, end of movie.
My God.
If that exists, holy shit. I just realized, if that thing exists, if someone can just lower themselves, because he did, if he could have, so then why not just do that? We wouldn't have to watch this fucking three-hour heist. No heist movie should be 3 hours, by the way. I think it should only be an hour and a half to 2 hours max.
Yeah. But in the middle, the Abhishek Bachchan wakes up, the other Abhishek. And he realizes something's wrong. And then Jackie finds out something's wrong. He goes to the safe and finds all the diamonds gone. And the people whose diamonds it is, they're like, oh, you stole it. He's like, no. Like, there's a vent here. And like, the vent, they find the vent. They go to the room. The room is walled off. So like, Jackie's like, Team India has robbed it. See, they're not in the dance competition. And in the middle, there's a bunch of emotional shit like, Deepika actually wants to stay back because she realized the power of dance.
Yeah,
and
she
wants to open a dance school and the crowd loves her. This was fucking dumb.
Her whole arc is that she wanted, her whole arc was that she wanted respect. So when she sees those kids, she's like, I'm going to stay back. By the way, they had another plan that they didn't tell us about. So that the boat plan wasn't told to us. You realize that there's another layer where they're like, oh, if Abhishek Bachchan wakes up the other Abhishek, then we gotta like take this boat. Then they don't take the boat. Then they show up for the dance. And of course, like you pointed out, Shah Rukh Khan has to show up at the end.
Shah Rukh has to show up at the end and Shah Rukh has to fillet himself while everyone watches. He has to suck his own dick so hard that like the load that comes out after sucking his own dick blows his brains out and splatters it on the wall behind. And you're going to clap while that happens. You're going to clap. Karan, why aren't you clapping? Karan, start fucking clapping right now.
Oh, God, dude.
And you know what it is? It's Farah Khan hoping that when this movie is in theaters, people are going to get chills and clap when Shah Rukh finally shows up on stage. No. You know what's going to happen? I'm going to leave.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm going to throw my popcorn in the air. I'm going to take a shit right in front of the screen and I'm going to leave. That's what's going to happen.
I mean, at least don't waste your popcorn. But yeah, I agree with you. Take the popcorn.
Can I have it to go?
Yeah.
Can I have it to go?
You can get it to go. Yeah. So there's this nonsense. And the dance is so fuck all. It's so fucking stupid.
So bad.
Fuck this dance.
Guys, I'm not a dancer. Okay. I can barely move. But I think I can do better than that with like 2 months of training.
Yeah, because neither do they. They don't move. And Deepika, who's a great dancer, looks kind of silly because of the setup of this. Like
she looks so stupid. She looks like she's falling falling on stage and like jumping up and like,
which is
pirouetting.
It's so weird because Farah Khan's a choreographer. Deepika Padukone's a great dancer. That feels like a, you know, easy fix, but no. And then Shah Rukh Khan rubs it in the face of Jackie Shroff saying, by the way, I'm Manohar's son. Fuck you. We took the diamonds. And then turns out the thing that you pointed out in minute 10 of this movie, that Shah Rukh switched out the diamonds. So the cup that he was going to hide the diamonds in gets thrown by security. So Shah Rukh actually had switched out the real diamonds with the fake diamonds attached to the trophy, which is like assuming that they had won, by the way. So that's happy. That's happy New Year. Is anyone happy? Not me.
Oh, God. And don't worry about it, guys. 2021 is going to be fine. There's no pandemic in 2021. And like everything's going to go back to normal. Yeah. You know what? I'm not going to be a cynical asshole for once. I hope you guys do have a good New Year.
Yeah.
And, you know, just don't watch Shah Rukh Khan movies, man.
Stop doing it. Stay safe. Stay safe out there. Stop watching Shah Rukh Khan movies.